I'm excited to introduce you to my friend and fellow creator, Bob Mata, who hosts the serialized true crime podcast, Defense Diaries. Bob is a criminal defense trial attorney who adds a unique perspective to the true crime landscape with his knowledge and experience of the criminal justice system. Season 1, The Gacy Tapes, absolutely blows the lid off a case that everyone thought they knew, as Bob and his team uncovered the unbelievable true story of how the cops were finally able to get serial killer John Wayne Gacy under arrest and convicted for his hideous crimes. Season 1 of Defense Diaries is about the victims, the investigation, the arrest, and the trial of the infamous serial killer, and it's told from the perspective of the son of Gacy's trial attorney. It's unlike anything you've ever heard or seen about the Gacy case. So get ready to take the deepest dive ever done on the case, and here's a little taste of what you can expect from Season 1 of Defense Diaries.
Welcome to Defense Diaries, a true crime podcast. I'm your host, Bob Mata, and this is Season 1, The Gacy Tapes. Throughout this season, I'll be playing excerpts from audio cassettes that contain about 15 hours of pretrial interviews between Gacy and his trial attorneys that, aside from a few minutes licensed to A&E for an American Justice episode, have never been heard by anyone other than his lawyers and myself. On my 21st birthday, my father gave me what I consider to be one of the strangest and most unique birthday gifts I've ever heard of anyone receiving, which was all of his taped interviews with his then-client, infamous serial killer, John Wayne Gacy. He went on to tell me to hold on to them, and that one day, maybe, I could use them for something. 31 years later, the tapes still in the original box they were given to me in are now going to be used for something.
You feel that their deaths were their fault?
Yes. There's not one of them that didn't die that I'm aware of that didn't die through their own hands or through their own wrongdoing.
Everybody came to my house willingly, understandingly, and knowingly what was going on.
What were your initial impressions when you first met Gacy?
I hated him. I thought he was an arrogant prick.
Conceivable that some of the bodies under the house are women?
It's possible, but I don't know.
I mean, with all this was going on, how did you feel when you knew there were bodies under there? I'm trying to figure out.
How the hell can you feel about something that you don't do? How can I have any feeling about it? Once they were in the ground, they weren't my problem.
There's a new podcast that is re-examining the investigation of serial killer John Wayne Gacy. And in the most recent episode, the host profiles a story about the key evidence in the case that he says isn't the story we've come to know.
We started our interviews with my father, whom I love, respect, and adore. We then interviewed Detective Rafael Tovar. He's a very nice man, skilled interviewee, and he was a great cop. In a very short period of time, what we were looking for presented itself to us. The truth, well, it started to come out during this interview with Detective Mike Albrecht.
Well, I don't know if it was never brought up that way. So I don't know if that's something I mentioned that to you was the first time. I think I said that it was the first time that I ever talked about it. And so who are we to argue with, you know, state's attorneys and all that stuff? So I feel kind of bad about that end of it. There's a gap, and you're leaving that gap open. Who knows what's going to happen, how that's going to come out, so.
Mike's interview had left Darren's and my own head spinning. What we had just been disclosed had blown me away. Dave Hackmeister was next. Another great guy. Another guy I have a lot of respect for.
You know, that's a detail, I'm sorry, that I cannot remember. You know, and I'm not 100% sure, but I think Schultz got it out of the garbage, but I didn't know that for a fact.
So our next interview was with Ron Robinson of the Schultz and Robinson surveillance team. And he absolutely 100% confirms what we've suspected. And he helps us uncover the dark secret that has laid dormant
for 43 years.
But he said that due to circumstances, we were not to tell anybody about that. So for years, I never mentioned it to anybody. But for that period of time, I never talked about it, told anybody about it.
While Gacy is in the station, the search of his home is conducted by Detectives Tovar, Adams, Kautz, Pickell, Kozenczak, and evidence tech Carl Humbert of the Cook County Sheriff's Police.
If that doesn't show up in my report, then I was unaware of it that night, and nobody spoke to me about anything like that. And we collected the stuff we collected, and that was, you know, we documented it, as we always do, and that was the end of that story.
You recall bringing Gazik back to your place, specifically?
Yeah. Actually, I picked him up at Northwood Highway and Von Eye Avenue. He had called me at the house. He was supposed to be getting a lid for me. And I was at home that night watching the late movie. And he was supposed to get home early. That's why I was home that night, waiting for him to call. So he was going to tell me where to pick it up. And I don't know. I think he called around 11:30 or even at midnight or after midnight. Call and told me to pick him up. When I got there, he didn't have it. So and then he wanted me to take him to his car because he wasn't with his car. I don't recall where his car was. His car wasn't there.
Sam said I could have killed 100 people. How do I know I didn't kill 100 people? How did I know I didn't do this while I was traveling? Possible, but I don't recall it.
It's about to get even weirder. So give Defense Diaries a listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we know where the body's at. We know exactly where the body's at.